Blog Talk Radio.
Do me a favor and make some noise, everybody. This is my tribute to the sound of the 80s, the early 90s. Back in the day when we used to wear choir robes. Y'all remember that? Come on, EOP and BOI.
The good part about it is that things can be done.
But the bad part is that that same impersonator, which is a fool, can literally go back and start another page under somebody else's name just for the sake of subscribing to you to harass you. But we have technology. Thank God for technology. Why believers act out of character? I'm just going to say it's sin. But let's go and define some things that we've seen, because in this situation that my husband in the ministry has been drug into by not any means of us, but someone that is upset because we listen to Dr. Earl Carter or Bishop Jonathan Bernard or even David Jeremiah, Dr. David Jeremiah or Charles Stanley, Jimmy Swagger. I mean, we listen to a lot of religious broadcasting stations, which is totally our business. I didn't know I needed permission to watch whoever I wanted to. But this particular impersonator has an obsession with following up behind us, my husband and I, as well as the church that he founded. The impersonator is not at our church, but they live on the other side of the world, near the East Coast. And they've been upset because they've been dealt with by certain people in hierarchy positions. So, and we're not the ones that has filed a complaint against you, or we're not the ones who've been bothering you and finding you and picking on you. This is what we call an ungodly behavior. And as I told my cousin, no, I don't have to defend myself, but by same token, I will defend our ministry. That I will do. I put my life on the line for Redeemed Fellowship Outreach Ministry. That's how serious I am. And the thing about it is that the impersonator is acting like a sinner. A sinner doesn't act like this. Sinner, I wouldn't even justify the behavior with a sinner, because sinners, morally good sinners, don't act like this. So let's look at the 12 characteristics of a godly life. Because this impersonator have lost their mind. And apparently they must have a narcissistical mind that is totally reprobated and gone off of the deep end. It might be in the Bermuda Triangle for all we know. But when you are living a godly life, you don't act unseemingly to people that you don't even know. Because there are a lot of people that have just got their lives together. I'm just saying, some folks got saved yesterday. You don't want to take nobody back into the world to come and get you. That's too much work to do, because it's too much work to get saved. Now, the 12 characteristics in being a believer is that you have taken off the former things. You have gotten rid of the old life, you're no longer a part of the old life, and you now are in a new world. And you don't think or talk the way that you used to talk. This impersonator has a very foul, ghetto alley personality and demeanor, because all they can say is cuss words. And I'm going to tell you something. When you attack people, people already know how you speak. People can read you on both levels. They can read you on the level that you pretend to be on. They can also read you on the level that your ignorance level. People know the pattern that you set. And that's the crazy part about folk, because, you know, people become a part of these organizations and fraternities and sororities, and they feel, oh, I'm in there, I'm better than anybody. No, you're not, because if those fraternities, sororities had any dignity about themselves, and to see what you say and what you do on social media to harass people, if I were them, I would kick you out and take your membership away from you. Because you basically are not conducting yourself in a manner, particularly in a godly manner, that you say that you were in. Now, when you use profanity that only shows the ignorance of your mind, because you're no better than the common criminal or the common rapist or murderer, because you're on the same level as they are, probably even higher. So now when we look into the Word of God, we have to understand what our identity in Christ is. And that is one of the things this morning when I got on my YouTube, because of this impersonator who calls themselves to be a spiritual leader and a political leader and a community leader, that they feel I can attack anybody I want to because my name is so-and-so. No, you can't, because you get killed like that. You wonder why many folk turn up dead? It's because you don't do what you want to do to everybody. God created humans to have a unique characteristics and purpose. But He also designed us to have a commonality of contentment with our lives through His only will. We end up discovering what our truth identity is, and we cannot lose sight of who we are destined to be. And trust me, I would never lose my sight. The Bible tells us in 1 John 1:12, yet to all who receive Him, to those who believe in His name, He gave the right to become the children of God. So once we gave our lives and our hearts to the Lord, we gave our rights and our hearts to Him to become His children. God's children do not act unseemly, okay? In Ephesians, that goes with this 1:5, says He predestined us for adoption to sonship through His Son in accordance with His pleasure and His will. So through Jesus Christ, we are adopted into the royal family for those who are saved. I'm not talking about those who have titles, because your title don't mean nothing to God if you're not saved. So therefore, if you're not saved and you say you're saved, but you're professing and you're cussing and you're threatening other people's lives, you are not a part of the children of God, and you are not adopted to the royal family. Now in Colossians 2:9-10, says, for in Christ all of the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. And in Christ you have been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority. He is the power of everything, everywhere. And that's just real talk. So now, 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter and the 17th verse, it says, but whoever is united with the Lord is one with Him in spirit. But see, if you around here cursing people out and stalking people, that's an ungodly behavior, so that does not apply to you. You can't be united with the Lord no matter how many bishops attire, pastors attire, superintendent attire, administrative assistant attire, minister attire, no attire in sync with God if you are acting out of seemly of your character. So therefore, this impersonator who has been harassing us is not of God. They are not from God. What they are is from their father, which they serve, is called Satan, Baal, the devil. That's their father. Because only your father tell you to do stupid stuff. A real father will get on you and control you by disciplining you. And that's the worst thing to do. Because when you piss God off, you are in trouble. And old boy used to say, good times to JJ, you in trouble. So you're in trouble. For in Romans 6:6 says, for we know that our old self was crucified with Him. If you gave your heart and your mind and your body to God, then you have crucified yourself by through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. You do not curse nobody out. You do not threaten nobody's life. You do not send pictures of what you're going to do to somebody. You throw your rock and you have your hand. I made that plea out today. I said, for the impersonator, who we believe we already know who it is, to do that, you're not saved. I'm letting the impersonator. impersonator know, you're not saved. You are of your father, the devil. You are Satan's child. Because, see, God don't tell you, oh, do this, do that, go cuss somebody out. That ain't what God says. So when you decide to do things based on your feelings, oh, this is how I feel. It ain't about how you feel, because God can care less about how you feel. I promise you, he can. In Romans, it says, for we know that our old self was crucified. That means if your old self is crucified, you're no longer of Satan's territory anymore. You are now ruled by God so that you're no longer slave to sin. Well, this impersonator is slave to sin. Matter of fact, he is so, they are so entangled with sin. Yeah, he or they. Hopefully a woman ain't got good sense to do no stupid stuff like that. I don't think so, but I don't know, because women got a bad mouth too. But this particular one has an obsession of hate, an obsession of wanting to hurt somebody, only knowing that God is going to turn around and going to hurt you. You got to walk out that door sometime or another, and you don't know what's going to happen to you. But when your flesh is crucified, you are no longer a part of Satan's camp. But if you are still doing things that is an abomination to God and you're hurting other people through picking on them the way that you're doing, guess what you're doing? You're only pissing God off. You're only pissing God off. And that's who you have to deal with in the end. Because now, let's go back to the creation in Genesis 1:27. It says, so God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. So in the beginning, he created man to be in the likeness of his own image. But God don't have no nasty attitude. One thing I learned about God, if you piss him off, he'll destroy everybody. He's a God of love, but he also is a God of war. I was sharing with somebody the other day, haven't you seen that every time the world got their mind focused on other stuff, what happens? God comes through in a windstorm and trouble everybody's mind. That's what he does. So as a Christian, you don't do certain things to people and then preaching out of one mouth and go to church. And you members that sit up under men like that, that you don't believe your pastor capable of doing those things, you need to get your head together and get your head out of that pastor's behind and learn how to read the scripture for yourself. So you will learn that, oh, my leader is not right. I walked away from many leaders that was not thinking clearly, or they caused the church a lot of disarray or stress or taking money, and you know we don't have that much money. I promise you, Jeremiah says in 1:5, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Because you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Now, God knows exactly who we are before we even get here. So this impersonator, to you, God knew you before you got here. He know everything that you're doing. And your title of being anything don't mean nothing to him. Because when you hurt others and think that somebody afraid of you, you need to really be afraid of God. Because, see, if the real man come and get you, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. Ain't no more Christian love and concept and methods. Man will kill you. You better ask somebody. Why do you think folks turn up dead all of a sudden? They ain't got to tell you. It'll happen. But those who are saved are going to put God on you. So before I lose out with God, who I love the most, I don't care less about title. I don't care less about the denomination or anybody in it. Understand that I care about God and my life more than I care about you. But I'm going to tell you something. Keep writing a check with your mouth that your butt can't cash. You have a problem, and you're going to lose everything that you got because of your evilness. That lets me know that when you are acting the way you're acting, that you are an abomination to yourself, to the people that you are married to, and your children. So you are pronouncing judgment on your children's lives because of your actions that you are executing right now. You're pretending to be something that you're not, because you never went back to get restored the right way, because you didn't go to the altar and stay there. You just walked back in off the street after leaving church and turned around and you said a few words and got back in and that's what's happening right now. So now, let's go on down. In 1 Corinthians 12:27 says, now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. If you're right, you ain't coming in, and you ain't coming in the front door and think you're going to sit up and do what? I'm going to do what I want to do because I am a this and I am a that and I'm. But your title don't mean nothing to God, and his show don't mean nothing to me. It don't mean nothing to my husband either. Because we see what you're doing, and we see what Satan is doing to your mind. You're sitting on social media after 10 o'clock at night trying to find something to pick on in a message. Let me tell you something. The Bible says, the scripture says, your sin will find you out. If the message hit you and found you, don't get mad at the messenger. Get mad at yourself. Because nobody's picking on you. You're picking on people. And you think, oh, they ain't saying nothing. Well, because you're really not to work at that time of day. We know how to get you with the law, the man law. We got God on you first, but then we're going to go back it up with man law because you're acting like you're losing your mind. That's for someone like you to be committed into a crazy institution. Because you're mentally insane. You need to go see a psychologist, a clinical psychiatrist. You need to go see a therapist and a counselor and be assessed. Because your mind is gone. And there ain't no sign of Jesus in it at all. Galatians 3:27-28. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ if you're saved. That goes back, if you're saved. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, but you all are one in Christ Jesus. If you're saved and your life is right, you cannot be saved cussing people out and threatening folks and talking about something that you don't even know yourself and you ain't been to. Because you have an anger problem with somebody else, so you'll go terrorize somebody else as if everybody else are afraid of you. I promise you, if you step foot in the city, it's a wrap. And don't pretend, because people know if you're coming in or not. When you go on Periscope and tell your business and verbalize your opinion, oh, it's me, what I think is what I feel, who cares about what you think or feel? You will be in a plane, and a guy would direct that plane to the water, and you'll be one of the people that's in it. You'll be on the road, and there'll be an accident, and you in it. You'll be walking down the street, and the tree falls, and your butt get knocked out. You got to be careful what you do to people, because God is watching everything that you're doing. And any organization that stands behind someone like that, you are just as bad as they are. I'm sorry, but it's the truth. It's the word. It's the word of God. And the word of God is going to be right. No matter what you say, no matter what you think, no matter what you do, you cannot go and just act like you are somebody big and bad. You're the big bad wolf, and you're going to whoop somebody. You can't do that. You walking around here, sitting up there acting like you're somebody, and you're sitting up acting, oh, I'm going to do what I want to do because I'm so-and-so. Yeah, right. And a dog will bite you in your ear. And then what happens? Let's go back to the scripture. Let's go back to the Bible. See, David came from an arrogant, adulteristic family. And he had a whole attitude. I promise you, he had an attitude adjustment. And the bad part about it is that David didn't like his rude awakening. He literally didn't. You know why? Because his attitude had to be corrected. And when he had to change his attitude, little old Nathan had to come and tell him about himself. He didn't like it. And why he didn't like it? Because he didn't want to be told about himself. And the bad part is that when you are told about yourself and God sends someone to let you check, to check you, you can't get mad. Let's go to the word in 1 John 2nd chapter 16th verse. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, your lust is going after other people's wives. Flip side, and or husbands. That's what lust is. Lust for things that are ungodly. And that's one of the things that 1 John is talking about. In the world, we already see that now, because there are so many people that lust after certain things that they feel will oblige their soul. The lust of the eyes. Why are you worried about another man's wife? Why are you picking on another man's husband, another woman's husband? Flip side, why are you picking on another woman's husband or another woman's, you got it? Okay, and we're not talking about no homosexuals, and gays, and lesbians. That's about them. I'm talking about both ways, but particularly with this impersonator, because this impersonator has an obsession, and if you are not guilty, why open up your mouth? Learn how to shut your mouth and keep it closed so don't nobody know what you're thinking, because you're talking too much and you're being sneaky. And everything is being recorded and being taken because you are the one that is a robber. You are a thief. You molested somebody else's life and decided to perpetrate it on YouTube. That means you're capable of molesting. But don't get mad when your sins start coming out of the way and all the skeletons start waking up walking out the door. Because they come into your house to let you know about yourself. And the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. The world has their own criteria for living. But the Bible has its standards of living. There's a difference between a criteria and a standard. So the world has those things that are lustful, pride, and that is of the devil, their father. Although we live in this world, we do not do what they do. We don't talk like they talk. We don't dress like they dress. We don't walk like they walk. We don't think like they think. That is the difference between someone that is really into God or into the world themselves. As it is, you boast in your proud intentions. All such boasting is evil, and that's what this person has done. Sheol and Abaddon are never satisfied, nor are the eyes of man ever satisfied. The woman saw the tree that was good for food, and it was the delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise. She took from its fruit and ate it and gave it to her husband, and he ate it. She saw something. So guess what? If that impersonator's mother lustfully got him the way that he is right now, that impersonator, she surely made Adam and Eve like a fool. Listen, go back on there and listen to Redeem Sunshine. We'll be back later on in the week. Until then, do not pertain to things of the world or do things of the world. If you're a sinner, get saved. If you're a backslider, get reclaimed. But understand, impersonating somebody else's life and harassing somebody else's wife is a sin, and there's a payback for that. Anita Wilson gonna tell us about it.
I've been doing some thinking lately, and I know and believe that God still works miracles. Yet I'm so very, very grateful for what some call the simple thing. I just want to take a moment here. This is my prayer. Listen.